When hemoglobin takes on oxygen, it does so in what's called a loading reaction. And when hemoglobin does not have oxygen attached to it, we call it deoxyhemoglobin. And if you dissect that word, that makes sense. Deoxy meaning no oxygen, hemoglobin. If you add oxygen to deoxyhemoglobin, hemoglobin becomes oxyhemoglobin. So oxyhemoglobin just means hemoglobin that has oxygens attached to it. And this process, this loading reaction of turning deoxyhemoglobin, adding oxygen to it, and turning it into oxyhemoglobin, this of course is going to happen in the lungs. Now, the unloading reaction is going to be the opposite of the loading reaction, and this is going to happen in the tissues. And in this case, oxyhemoglobin is going to turn into, it's going to release its oxygen, so it's going to turn into deoxyhemoglobin plus oxygen. Now, you may be wondering, why in the world do our cells need oxygen? Why, well, actually, probably not wondering it because we tend to take it so for granted. Of course, we need oxygen. But why do we need oxygen? And the reason that we need oxygen is because our cells require it for their aerobic respiration. They require it in order to break down glucose and make ATP. And they need that ATP to maintain their cell membranes, to execute the functions that they're designed for, etc. And so without that oxygen, we are not able to break down glucose and make ATP molecules, which can fuel the work that the cells need to do. And we can't survive on other forms of making ATP, such as fermenting or just plain old glycolysis, if you remember from cell biology. We are sort of high maintenance and we need that aerobic respiration, which requires oxygen, in order to make lots and lots of ATP to power our cells.